Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Human remains have been exhumed from a grave in County Monaghan as part of a search for one of the disappeared. The Independent Commission for the Location of Victims' Remains said it had received information of suspicious historic activity at a grave in the cemetery in the 1970s and that the time frame coincides with the disappearance of Joe Linsky, who was abducted and murdered by the IRA in 1972. Well, for more, I'm joined on the line now by Alison Morris, who's crime correspondent with the Belfast Telegraph. Alison, thank you for being with us this morning. So as I said there, the Commission put out a statement last night about this exhumation and the potential link to Joe Linsky. So what more do you know about the search?
Yeah, so what we know is this is actually a family grave, completely unconnected to the Linskys or any previous activity. This is a grave, and as you said, in the cemetery in a small village in County Monaghan. This is where Joe Linsky was believed to last be seen. It's where he was handed over to the IRA after being driven from Belfast. In previous searches, the Commission have searched bogs and wastelands, places where other remains have been found in connection with the disappeared. So this is unusual in that they have had to exhume a family grave in a cemetery. That obviously makes this much more complicated because there are other remains in that grave, some of them of some considerable age, and all of them they'll all have to now be DNA tested in order to establish that Mr. Linsky's remains are among those taken from the grave.
And we don't know anything more about how this new information came to light, because Joe Linsky's case is very high profile at the moment because of this Say Nothing series on Disney Plus, which some of our listeners may have seen. There's a lot of people watching that. Is there any sense from what you've heard that the new developments are linked at all to the high profile of that show?
Well, that is obviously going to be one of the things that comes to light, that people are saying, has this show maybe tweaked the conscience of someone who knew something about where Mr. Linsky was originally buried? I do think that it's slightly more complicated than that, and the information has been handed to the Commission before, who carried out searches saying that we're searching for the remains of Joe Linsky, and in that, during that search, they found the remains of two other members of the disappeared, two people who had appeared on the disappeared list. So you can see that there is, the people who are coming forward with information, some of them have received that information second or third hand, because those responsible at the time are dead, they're now no longer with us, or they're very elderly. And so it's a very delicate balance trying to receive this information, and the Commission do a very good job of keeping a lot of this under the radar. They don't particularly go public as to where they get their information and how they get their information, because we know there's also immunity from prosecution both sides of the border for any information provided, which does lead to the recovery of remains. But Mr. Linsky's case is slightly different in that 1998, the IRA handed over a list of people who they had disappeared, and Mr. Linsky's name wasn't on it. It wasn't until 2010 when, in fact, it was myself who did the story in the Irish News. It appeared on the front page of the paper I worked in at the time. And about a week after that, the IRA released a statement admitting that they had been responsible for his death and saying that they would try and work with the Independent Commission for the Location of Victims' Remains to try and recover his body. Now, that's almost 15 years ago, because that was in the January of 2010. So you can see what a long and delicate process this is.
Mm-hmm. And Joe Linsky, he was never married. He had no children. And the only person campaigning to find his remains is his niece, Maria. Has she said anything over the last couple of hours?
I sent Maria a message last night, and she just said thanks, that she was glad that people were thinking of her. The fact is, Joe Linsky had been a monk. He had been a former monk, and then he left the church, and he had obviously became an IRA intelligence officer. So therefore, he had never married. He never had any children. His mother was very elderly, and she has been gone for quite some time. So he doesn't have an awful lot of surviving relatives. Now, that obviously would make the DNA process, they would need someone who was related to him so that they could test that those remains to ensure that it was him, and that falls to his niece, who has been the only person who has followed that.
Oh, Alison's line appears to have dropped. Alison Morris there, crime correspondent with the Belfast Telegraph, on those developments in the search for the remains of Joe Linsky. Now, we do know the Independent Commission for the Location of Victims' Remains has said that the exhumation has happened, but it may take some time now to identify the remains. We don't have a timeline on that, but I'm sure the Commission will make a public statement when they have any further information. Now, coming up next on the programme, following on from Barack Obama's Nature documentary on Netflix, we're going to speak to two Irish filmmakers about what it's really like tracking animals for days on end to get that perfect shot.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.